Okay, gang, for those of you who are still on the call, this is the point every week where we transition, and for the next, 20 minutes, we will be discussing some of the things that Bernie and Kathy talked about, as well as where we're at in the 90-day cycle, the rhythm of Nikan. So if you want to hang out on the line, we've got a few people that will be joining me on the host line and opening up themselves for me asking perturbing questions, because I'm so very good at that. And I know we've got people on the line, so if you guys want to let me know who you are, so I know who's on this week.
Good morning, Vance. It's Harold.
Good morning, Harold.
Good morning, Vance. This is Denise.
Okay, Harold, Denise, and Kathy.
Hi, Mary Margaret.
Mary Margaret.
Molly Chung.
Good morning, Molly.
This is Steve.
Okay. Good morning, Steve. And Denise, I want to commend you for, owning up and being, letting us know you're on the call at the very, very beginning. I know I always point that out, but it's good to have you. I need to share something a little bit different right off the bat here, and I wouldn't normally do this, but I was reading this morning. I make it a habit, and it's not so much every day, but I try and make a point to, as Zig Ziglar says, if you got two options in the morning to spend some reading time, grab the newspaper, read a little bit there, and then grab the Bible. That way you'll know what both sides are up to, the good and the bad. And one of the things that I've always done, or at least tried to anyways, is, simply a proverb a day. And today I was reading through Proverbs 13, verse 24, jumped out at me, and it simply says, a refusal to correct is a refusal to love. Love your children by disciplining them. And I'm not going to spend a bunch of time talking about disciplining our children, because that's not what that jumped out to me. But over the course of since this call has been going on, there are times where myself, as the facilitator, can say things, and even though the topic or the item that I said or the way, the agenda was right on, the delivery of it came across wrong or came across harsh. So I need you guys, as one of our team members, and I'm not going to point out the person, but one of the team members this week called me on it, and because I had said, it wasn't what I said, it was the delivery. And so if I get caught up in the fact that, I'm the facilitator and you guys have asked me to do this, if I get caught up and I say something that, offends you, or the way I said it, please, if you love me as much as I love and trust you, please call me. Don't go off and say, yeah, I used to be part of this thing and Vance Rogers, but he said something to me that really hurt me. That's not why I'm doing this. This is an open two-way street. We're all at the same level. We're all growing our business, regardless of our rank. Harold, I don't care so much that you're a gold wellness consultant. Janice, Kathy, I don't care so much that you guys are silvers. That has nothing to do with it. We're all at the same level here. We're all striving to grow our business. Every 90-day cycle, we start over. Every month, we start over at zero. And so I need you guys to, it's a two-way street here. Okay, fair?
Fair.
Fair.
Okay, so I'm opening myself up, and I know that, I should just be bulldozing my way through and say, I'm the leader, you guys do it. No, that's not what this is about at all. This is a two-way street. So let's talk about, first of all, Harold, you're down in Texas right now, correct?
Leave tomorrow.
You leave tomorrow. Okay, so you're not you're not there. So you're ready
there
to
yet.
You're ready to go into a minefield.
Ready to go. Well, we're 1,000 miles from Houston where we're going to be going. So Texas is a big place, so it shouldn't have any effect on our trip at all. We're going to spend a couple of days in Santa Fe and then on to Lubbock.
Okay, so you'll be way over on the west side, so it's not going to be affected. I was hoping to get an irritating beep interrupting me on the call this morning, but it didn't happen for my father-in-law to get a report on what's going on down there. Let's just do it this way. We've got 15 minutes. What jumped out at what Bernie, and we've got enough time to go run through everybody, and I'll shut up to give each person enough time. In what Bernie and Kathy addressed, especially the idea of taking somebody from beginning to gold in 90 days. Oh my goodness, that's a foreign concept that, you know, we just think, oh, that's not really possible, is it? Well, I think it is, and they've proven it. They've done it several times. But in all the other things that were presented, that being one of them, what jumped out at you, and how are we going to utilize that to either tweak, modify, or keep doing what we're doing?
Vance, this is...
Go ahead, Janine.
And I've been doing some reading of Mike DiBuccio stuff and listening to some of his calls, and his one call of breaking through the boards and stuff. You know, when we focus on ourselves or ourselves going gold, or when we focus on our prospect going gold, we have a very narrow vision of what's happening. And I think that's kind of problematic because setting that person or myself up to succeed. Think in 30 days I have to do this. Whereas, I mean, I'm thinking now, no, I have this opportunity this month to set up myself, to set up this person for success for the next 90 days. I guess it's broadened it out a little bit further that I think it's for not me. It's for me getting three silvers, and for them getting three silvers. I don't know if that makes sense, but it's getting beyond myself. It's getting beyond the benefit to me. If you go silver, I'm going to go gold. If you go, you know, it's saying I'm going to help you. It's for you. And again, it's stretching us to how scripture say it, that we are to do good to others. We are to benefit others. It's to benefit others instead of ourselves.
So you've had a complete paradigm shift in, if I can put words in your mouth here, that instead of being so internally focused on Janice,
yeah,
you've had this paradigm going, now wait a second, why, yeah, that's great, that's a byproduct that I'm going to go gold if I duplicate, you know, three silvers underneath of me. However, I need to spin this around and focus this on the people and say, look, let me explain to you what's going to happen here when we generate 20,000 points underneath of you. And I had a gal say this to me this week, brand new, she's not a wellness consultant, and she said, so ideally, if I understand this the way you're explaining this, Van, the best thing that I need to do is get to silver. And I didn't even tell her what silver was. I just said, you know, when you go up, and I did this in less than a minute. I explained what the different, you know, positions were, that it was based on percentages. And she came back and said, well, ideally, I'd want to work to get to silver as fast as I can, because 20% is a whole lot better than 5%.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. And see, she has a Mary Kay background, so she understood that. And she really got excited. So
even further, it's perspective of four, it's beyond that. And so so that makes your vision bigger.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
That makes it really a lot bigger.
Okay. Molly, you get to go next, because often we leave you for the end and then you get overlooked. So what, again, asking the question, based on what Bernie and Kathy shared with us this morning.
Well, I'm glad they have Upland to help them. That is really, my focus has been there, and that should not be that I don't have Upland here to help me.
Okay, so they talked about the Upline. And that's, you're kind of an orphan there in Ohio when your Upline is up in Canada.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do differently? Are you going to play the orphan, or are you going to rise above that?
No, I have not played orphan for a long, long time. That's still back in my mind. Well, they say again, the webcast and conference call and I attach it to some other poor leaders that I have come in contact, and I like them. So, well, that's where I am with Vince Rogers.
Okay, so you're staying plugged in. Molly, have you used a webcast, or have you been on a webcast before?
I have referred people to Dennis Williams. And I had on Mike DiBuccio, who is my fourth, my upline fourth step up on the wellness track, but I don't know exactly how to utilize it yet. I'm not good at using that yet, so I'm still on the kindergarten as far as Mike DiMuccio's level.
Okay, let me suggest something here, Molly, because years ago when Rick Murphy introduced the Big Picture calls, and it was really a collaboration between Rick Murphy and Herb Schoenfeld, that they were doing so many three-way calls that they said, you know, this is getting ridiculous. We just keep sharing our story over and over and over. Why don't we come up with set times? And then eventually it evolved into where it was just open. You could dial into any of them. They were pre-recorded, and it made it easier. But let me suggest something to you. Dennis Williams, every Saturday morning, and these are, again, on ybhurton.biz, the letter ybhurton.biz. And again, I'm partial to Dennis and Ruth because they're two above me. Dennis was the one that introduced me to Nikan. But there, like Bernie and Kathy said, there's a whole slew of WebEx presentations. We just need to take advantage of them. But let me suggest this, that you look at the list and you plug into one of those, and like they said, do it a few minutes early, because sometimes it takes a little bit to log in, depending on what, you know, your high speed, your ISP, your internet service provider is, and some things change and whatnot. And but this, I did this a couple months ago, and I sat through Dennis's presentation, and we've all done this. Kathy, who's in the Seattle area, Harold, who's here in Portland, and we've seen Dennis numerous times. We sat there and go, well, that's the same presentation he did before. But that's the beauty of it.
Ben?
And then, yes, go ahead, Mom.
And right now, Dave, Dennis is back. I talked to Ruth last night. He's back in the Midwest, and the one that you can try, since I don't think he's doing them live. A lot of times, not always, but a lot of times he doesn't do them live when he's on the road, and he lets you know his schedule. But there is one that's called Show Me the Money.
That is the one that's following us here at 11:30 that I know of.
Oh, okay. And
that one is recorded on there, and that's a good one to experiment with, and you've got it 24/7, and it actually got recorded.
Right. And let me also add, too, and Dennis and I were talking about this, son. If you have anybody in the medical industry or anybody who's a little bit skeptical, or just if you want to give them a wow factor, Dr. John Jackson did a WebEx, and they managed to get it recorded, and it's on the bottom of the Pathfinder's website. I don't remember which tab you click on. Is it under presentations or?
Discover Nikan.
Discover Nikan, that's it.
How do you download it to the desktop so that you can use it when you are not internet connected?
That's a great question.
I don't know that answer either, but I think it's also on Dennis's website, that same request.
Right. So either pathfinders.biz or ybhurton.biz, but again, these are technologies that we can plug into. And again, as Molly asked the question, how do we download it to a desktop? I don't know. I just know that if I'll spend the time a few minutes prior to sitting down with somebody, or, you know, even on the fly, when we do that with people who maybe they're computer savvy or maybe they're not, it's a huge wow factor for us to be able to say, hey, I get to tap into a presentation here. Let me introduce you to a doctor who's an associate, like I am, a wellness consultant, and here's a presentation that took place not too long ago, but let me just get his perspective, because it's a pretty powerful, and I encourage you guys to watch it. If you have not watched it, it's really quite amazing what somebody from the medical community, because Annette Jackson, John's wife, had a powerful, powerful experience with the products. Okay, let's keep moving here. Steve.
Bernie and Kathy, to me, have been very impressive over the last couple of years since I've learned about them on the Team Diamond site. you know, and some of the calls that she did. And what I've gleaned from them is just keeping it simple. You know, use the technologies, but keep it simple.
Okay.
You know, and they just have a really good way of doing that.
Okay. Good. And, you know, what I didn't hear in the, 45 minutes that they were with us, I never once heard them say that you need to do this, you need to do this, and you need to do this. I didn't hear a 10-step, you know, or a 12-step program, not that we're part of AA, but I never heard anything of you need to do this, this, and this, and this. It was just like, you know, let's, as you just said, Steve, let's keep it simple, and let's have some fun with it here. And, you know, if nothing else, we need to be carrying around a set of MagBoy and have them available at all times. Instead, when you're with somebody face-to-face, say, let me show you one of the products, the product that comes with your kit. When you register for $75 and you get a $69 retail value product, let me show you what this will do. It's a wow factor again. Okay? Kathy?
Well, the thing that really stood out to me, Vance, is that everybody is reachable.
Okay.
With NECAN. Kathy came from the banking industry. And like you said, these are people usually sort of stay away from because why would they be interested? She was interested, and she was interested for the same reason a lot of us are.
Sure.
The business. She also pointed out how in Canada, and I'm seeing it here too, there's a lot of people working 3-4 jobs just trying to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking, and they aren't making ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking for something to help them. You know, it's getting worse, as you probably heard it. It's all over the news. Alaska just laid off another 1,000 people.
Yep. And you're referring to not Alaska as the state, but Alaska Airlines.
Yeah, Alaska Airlines. I think one of those people is one of my neighbors up here.
Mm.
And I'm going to go out and talk to him. I can't do it today because I'm going to the Puyallup Fair.
Now, let me put you on the spot here, Kathy. How will you approach that neighbor? I enjoy doing little dialogues with you or acting it out or what is the word I'm looking for? Role playing. There we go. Role playing. Two words. How will you approach that person, one of your neighbors that you think maybe they got laid off with the last year?
Well, first off, since I already know him.
Okay.
I will swing by. They also run a bed and breakfast up here.
Oh, okay.
And I'll swing by and just check in and, you know, how's it going? Has the layoffs affected you? I just was with him not too long ago, and he shared with me that the co-pilots were getting next to nothing per hour.
Really?
They were bringing them in at, like, minimum wage.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's somebody that you'd want to trust with your life and the other 150-plus passengers. You know, something happens to the big cheese, you know, the captain, that the co-pilot's in charge, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
But maybe I'm gonna check in with him. I'm going to see how things are going.
Okay.
Just like that, and just, you know, probably, because they shared with us that they had started a bed and breakfast, so I'm going to see if I can get them down here, you know, and show them some of the technologies that they might be able to add to their bed and breakfast that will enhance their business where they can charge even higher premium dollars. They're already charging pretty darn good.
Sure.
But just sharing stuff like that with them.
Okay. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Okay. Mary Margaret, Triple M, you're up.
I have a little connection with Janice here about
not just about me, obviously. You know, I really do want to do this to benefit others. And something I've been thinking about the last few days is I'm trying to really visualize, and I want to plan to do this for a long time, and I don't know how to articulate it quite well. Put God in the middle of this conversation between me and the person across the table or on that phone. So if I'm really trying to plant this seed and trying to lead a balanced life myself, even if this person does or doesn't, you know, I can't control the outcome, but I'm doing the footsteps. Mm. And if I plant these good seeds, it can't possibly do any harm. You know, it's got to be doing some good either this week or next week or whatever it gels. I hope that's making some sense. And
sure.
Then with Molly, I also have that kindergarten feel about getting into some of these webinars. I've gotten into the, you know, Dennis, the 39 minutes on the money thing. That's terrific.
Okay, and Mary Margaret, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
And not to put you on the spot, but what is your, let me rephrase the question to be a little more politically correct. What year did you graduate from high school?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember, but I'm 69, whatever that was.
You're 69.
Yeah.
So think about it from this perspective. Other people are just as afraid of the computer and technology as you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm 40, and I'm scared to death of it because we chose to live out where we live because it's a slower-paced lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, jumping on a WebEx and everything, it's high speed and all this stuff, it scares me to death. So I'm with you. I am right there, and I'm not saying this just to, you know, make people feel sorry for me because I'm computer not as savvy as the next guy, but it's a scary thing. However, with a little bit of confidence, that's why I encourage, check them out on your own, and then when you sit down with your next person, say, well, do you have access to the internet? Because rather than me sharing, I just love to plug you into I watched this presentation, and it's online, and we can access it anytime, whether you're talking about Dr. John Jackson or Dennis Williams' presentation, Show Me the Money, which some people freak out because they're like, oh, I don't, it's all about money. Well, yes and no. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I wonder if it would be reasonable to say for us on this team call, maybe next one of these Saturdays, to be walking through some of these connecting points on that to get our skill built up on the spot. But I don't know, it's just just not a possibility.
Okay, no, absolutely. But let's just assign that to something. We can't assign it to Steve because he's a computer genius. Does anybody want to step up to the plate besides Steve? Because he's going to be way above our head, and I'm not making fun of you, Steve. I'm just, you know, calling a spade. You are much more computer savvy than all of us combined. But does anybody, here's what I think Mary Margaret is asking. Can somebody go through the steps to linking up and then come back and report to us and say, here's how I did it. I did this, and all you do is you go to this website, and you click on this.
Janice will work.
Janice will do that? Okay.
I will work with Steve on that.
And
okay,
Steve? I think, yeah, so Steve doesn't.
I'll work a lot then.
Well, I think the bottom line is that, you know, it's like what I do. When I go to a website, I scribble down notes of, okay, where did I go to get where I'm going? So when I come back here again, I know how to find it the fastest.
Exactly, and that's what I do, and I put these little notes in my billfold in, because you can forget, you know, this computer is just like, oh
sure.
My gosh.
Okay, so Janice will do that. Okay, you guys, we're almost out of time. Harold, you're up.
Well, one thing I wanted to point out is what Kathy has done with this gentleman from Alaska Airlines that I think is just perfect. First of all, it sounded like she's develop a relationship with them, hasn't talked to them really much about NECAN at all, and instead of going to them and saying, you know, you're getting laid off, you need to start a business with me, she's going to get them to her house and see how that she can improve their business
mm-hmm.
by developing some sort of situation with NECAN. And I think that's just such a perfect example of the right way to do this as a business. And I just commend her very much for doing that. It's a smart way to do it. You set up a relationship, you build trust, and then the people are willing to sit down and talk with you and see what you have to offer, especially if they see some benefit for themselves.
Sure, exactly.
Okay. I'm finally learning.
You guys have
trust me. I'm still learning.
Do you guys know the email I sent out this week when I label them weekly tip, those few sentences I typed up and I put at the end kind of the disclaimer, this is what I just typed up to a friend who asked me?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out a way to type it up, that last sentence. He didn't really ask me. What he did ask me was, he said, Vance, this was in an email, you said to me more than once that Holly, who is his wife, said something to you a while ago that you want me that you want to talk to me about something she said to you. Well, what Holly said to me in jest was, Vance, maybe my husband Rick can work with you so he can be around Corbett more often and gets on more of these fire calls. He's a volunteer firefighter just like I am, and he's jealous of me because I'm at home. So my percentage usually is much higher than his as far as the amount of calls I get to go on. But she said that, and she may have been joking, it may have been in jest or whatever, but I used that as leverage and went back to that, and I said, well, Rick, what she said was, maybe you could work with me and do what I do so you could work from home, because he works in town down by the airport. And so that's where I used that. I went back to the conversation, just exactly what Harold's pointing out. What Kathy's going to do is, she knows it's a newsworthy item that, her neighbor could be, but however, let's look at it from the business side. Let's see how we can make life easier for them. And again, going all the way back to what Janice said, the first suggestion is, it's not about us. If we can spin it around and figure out how to tailor-make NECAN to fit each and every single person we're talking to. Yes, we all have physical needs. We all need a wellness home. We can all improve wellness. That's a given. And use that and say, this is a double-edged sword in a good way. Double-edged sword, not in a bad way, but this is a double-edged sword in a good way, in that we get the benefit, of improving our wellness physically, and we also get to improve things financially. And take it from that angle. And each person, a guy said something to me at the football game last night, and I asked him about his siblings, because he had asked about mine. My older brother walked by, we introduced to each other, and I said, do you have any siblings? And he said, yeah, and my older brother's in Wyoming, and my sister lives in Portland, but man, she's confined to her bed. Why is she confined to her bed? Oh, she developed, MS when she was, 24 or so. She's married, got two kids, and he said this warmer weather really just knocks her out. So she lives at home in a bed, basically. That's her life. And she's now in her 40s. So, coming up on 20 years of that kind of life. So what am I going to do? Let me ask somebody. What do you think I'm going to do?
Maybe call that guy and just say, you remembered what he said, because that's a compliment to him. He remembered what he said about his sister. And do you have some technology? I mean, if you're going to get right up front and short, I have something I want to share with you that might help your sister. First of all, how are you doing? But then get back to where you're going that might help your sister, if you're open.
Okay. I'm holding in my hand a CD that's titled A Multiple Sclerosis Success Story.
Ah. From the box?
Not from the box. The box is sitting on the floor. It hasn't even been opened yet.
Oh.
But this is, I ordered five of these from Growing in Wellness because I knew that regardless if somebody had MS, if they had fibromyalgia, because a lot of the symptoms are the same, achiness, tired, just feeling like somebody beat you with a pulp, with a 2x4, What I am going to do is I'm going to call him today and say, Anthony, you said something last night that I have not been able to get off my chest. And I'm going to pause. And I'm going to see, you know, because usually he's going to say, well, what did I say? I say, when you told me about your family, especially when you got to your sister, I said, my heart just broke. Because nobody. And it was interesting because the conversation from there, we ended up talking about marriage commitment. And he talked about how of his six closest friends from high school, he's the only one that's still married to their first wife. And I said, you know, I commend you for that. That's what it's all about, falling through. And I'm not beating up on people who've gone through divorce. That's not it at all. But I was commending him. And then we started talking about his brother-in-law, his sister's husband, who is, you know, he's around the clock, full-time dad. He does cooking, the cleaning. He works. He does everything because his wife is in a bed. This is her life. So what more than likely I will say is, Anthony, I don't know if your sister would be open to this. A few weeks ago, I talked to a gal. I actually interviewed her because I was so just perplexed by her story. I actually interviewed her, and part of my business, what I do, and I captured her story on a CD, and it's about multiple sclerosis. And she wasn't near into the years or the life of MS like your sister is. Would you be open to listening to this CD? And I don't know. I just don't know. But again, I can't get it. I can't shake it. And I won't call him this morning. I'm going to call him later today on purpose and say, I just can't get it off my mind. And would you be open to listening to this CD and tell me, what do you think your sister might be open to listening to it?
You know, Vance, he is going to so appreciate that phone call.
Because?
I'm listening to you and half choking up at the thought of someone calling and caring.
Okay.
And, you know, it's like what Dolman said and what numerous people have said in this call. It's about us helping other people and us caring for other people. And when you talk to them from that angle, you really impress them.
Okay.
Because they know that you're not talking to them because you want to make a quick sale.
Yeah, so in the back of my mind, I'm going to say, by the way, this is what I would never do, okay, you guys? I'm just telling you what I would never, ever do, because this is not in the back of my mind. But after, let's say after he says yes, he's open, he'll listen to the CD, what I would never do is say, and by the way, once you listen to the CD and you get excited about it and hand it off to your sister, Nikan, starting on Monday, is doing this incredible sleep system promotion, and you can save 20%. If you sign up right away. Now, who do I sound like? I sound like every single mattress commercial company that's out there. That's not who we are. It's exactly what Kathy just said. When we listen and we take the time, and I think the biggest thing that I'm learning, and again, you guys, we're all in the same boat. We're all on the same team. The biggest thing that I'm learning, that I learned from Bernie and Kathy this morning, is that each and every single person that we talk to, we deserve to take the time to dialogue with them. Don't see them as the next potential wellness consultant. See them as a person that we have the opportunity to serve. Nikan's given us something. Dennis Williams, almost 16 years ago to the day, gave the Rogers family a gift. My responsibility is to return that favor and pass it on to other people. But each person should deserve. We shouldn't be running through these, 100-name lists, with this sense of urgency that I got to talk to them all. Even though I know that was a compelling factor for my folks when they started, and you ask Mom and she'll tell you, I just figured I had to talk to everybody because everybody's going to find out about this, and I want to talk to them first. You know, we can slow down. We don't have to, but at the same time, don't slow down so much that you stop. I mean, if you're going pretty slow right now and we need to up the game. So does that make sense, you guys?
How do you deal with the feeling that there are losing the 20% if they don't order before.
You know, let me go back to, I just popped an email to the gal that I talked to earlier this week. She's 33 years old, and because of a screw-up and a little minor surgery that she went in for, they hit something in her brain lobe or something fired, so it sent her into a stroke, and her entire left side of her body has been paralyzed. And I'll give you the quick version of the story. Whether it was God or whether it was the Nikon products, I don't really care. But two Sundays ago, she's in church after being on the products. She bowed. Her dad came down to visit her in Florida, and her mom used to be a wellness consultant. She, dad brought the products down. She got on them, started sleeping on them, sitting on the car seat. 3-4 days later, I think it was, if I remember how she told the story. She's in church in the middle of worship. She starts getting excited. She, you know, her hands go up, you know, just a response during, you know, the music. And, well, her right hand normally would go up. Well, her left hand went up. Well, she starts freaking out because she's been, you know, completely paralyzed on her left side for quite some time now. So she got excited. So in the email that I sent to her after I talked to her, after she made the comment when I explained to her that, you know, these are the different ranks, you have a Mary Kay background, you understand that, you know, you hit a rank. Well, the difference between us and Mary Kay is that, you know, our ranks are permanent and immediate, so you never get demoted. Yesterday, I typed her up an email. I said, you know, I don't want to get the cart before the horse. However, I know you're on the sleep system right now, but you made the comment. You got to give it back to your dad, obviously. Starting on Monday, Nikon's doing a promotion, and I am not, and I capitalize not, N-O-T, I am not trying to get you to do something before the timing is right. I just want to let you know that this is taking place. If you and Lloyd, you know, her husband, come to this point of making the decision, this is something you might want to check out. Okay, so because I don't want it to be misinterpreted. So another friend of ours told me 3 weeks ago that, you know, Vance, she said, I'm pretty well stocked up on Nikon products, and I kind of am on a spending freeze right now. So even though there's some other great things, I do want to get a sleep system. Well, she types me an email yesterday and says, I'm ready to bite the bullet and get the Kinko Air sleep system. So I wrote her back and said, what happened to the spending freeze? And she said, well, I did some shifting around, and I realized that, you know, a 20% discount is, I can't pass that up. So I got to take advantage of this.
It's really a considerable discount. I mean, I'm thinking about getting one myself, you know, since everything burned in my house and whatever. I haven't taken care of that little problem yet. And, you know, when you're sober, you're getting the 25% and then the 20%, and then you're getting the 20% back.
Sure.
I mean, it's really a considerable...
So it's something to think about. And you guys, in my homework assignment, if I could assign you something to do today, starting 2 days from now, 48 hours from now, this promotion is going to be full-fledged. So we might want to up the game and going back and thinking about all the people that we might have talked to, all the people that we've given rollouts to, all those different people, and say, this would be an opportunity to say, hey, I don't know where you're at. You know, and again, think about each and every one personally, what their story was or what, you know, whatever it was that said, what's the reason why you're calling them? You know, whatever. And say, I just want to let you know, because I would hate 3 months from now or a month from now for you to say, you know, we're ready to, you know, invest in a sleep system, and then have me say, oh, man, I really should have called you in September because they did this great promotion.
I wouldn't say that to them, at least.
Yeah, you wouldn't say it then, because you're like, now they're going to hate me because I didn't call them. But so, you know, again, following Dave Johnson's lead, the answer to the question that's never asked is always no. So we owe it to him. So you guys, we've run way long, and I apologize for that.
It's one question. May I ask, is that 20% is retail or wholesale 20%?
Wholesale. When somebody buys a sleep system of any, and they do the mix and match, something that we may or may not know about, is that when they buy the pad, the pillow, and the comforter, or the mattress, the comforter, and the pillow, when you buy one of all three, then you take a 10% discount off of the wholesale. Okay? The promotion that starts on Monday is you basically take an additional 10% off of that. So it's effectively a 20% discount.
Okay. Mr. Nice, I do have another question I got on the computer here, and it was very easy to get on that doctor site from Pathfinders. Pathfinders.
No, that was your assignment for next week, Denise. We don't want you to...
Yeah, but it was more than that, because I had some questions. But, okay, so I'll talk to Steve. So I couldn't get on the other one.
Yeah, don't ask computer questions to Vance, because that's not my department. That's Steve's department.
Okay,
you guys, thank you very much. I know Joe and Bill Dekoff will be back with us next week. They're actually, to put a little commending plug in here, Joe and Bill Dekoff are up in Iowa this morning working with a friend of theirs that used to babysit their kids. I can't remember now. But she, her house got flooded last spring when Iowa was basically underwater, and they are working with her and helping her out this morning. That's why they're not on the call. So little Healthy Society, commercial to commend what Joe and Bill are doing this morning. So you guys have a great week. If there's anything we can do, please, please, please call us. Mary Margaret has been fantastic about calling me and using me for three ways, and I've really, really enjoyed it. And or two ways, again, using the Stephen B. Stevens format of calling, leaving the number, and asking, to call. And we are available to assist you guys. That's the commitment we made to you. So if we can do that, let us know. And just have fun with this sleep system promotion, because, we don't know if we don't ask the question. Okay, so we'll talk to you guys next Saturday. Have a great, great week. Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.